Only 10 out of the 17 political parties indicated an intention to partake in the debate. The four political parties that partook in the first phase of the debate were candidates of ADP, Martin Kunle Oluwateru Olagbegi, APM, Aminu Akeem Olariwaju, PROP, Babatunde Francis Ali, and YPP, Dotun Ojon. Answering questions, they individually urged the people of Ondo State to vote for them in order to address many challenges bedeviling the society.
Babatunde Francis Ali, I am the candidate of the People's Redemption Party. People of Ondo State, of course, will be in for a very good time.
Olaji Honorable Aminu Akeem Olariwaju, Oluwajetumuda, APM gubernatorial candidate. I'll tell my people along, I'll touch their left, I'll give them free education for primary school and secondary level.
Martin Kunle Olateru Olagbegi, the Action Democratic Party gubernatorial candidate. I will do everything that the current governor is not doing. My government would not be a government where government is not separated from family.
I represent the Young Progressive Party.
What we are going to be doing differently is leadership. We want to put people in charge. We want to give them a moment of glory. Let them have control over the resources of their state.
Those who witnessed the first of the Face the Voters initiative debate described it as a welcome development that will lead the people to choose the right candidate for the job.
Comport themselves in a very civil way. And if we follow this way, we will get a better result.
In our closing remark, the director, Face the Voters initiative, Dr. Gbenga Bimbola, commended the audience for being civil in their conduct.
I feel fulfilled that we launched out, the candidates have spoken, the audience conducted themselves very well.
The second phase of the debate will come up next week Sunday, which is expected to feature candidates of PDP, ZLP, APC, and other two political parties. In Akure, John Ebiofuni, Radio Nigeria.